RadioSaintPete.com.
Here's RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell with a look at the Oscars tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is an exciting day for some of us. It is Oscar Day, the capstone of the awards season and a chance to root for your favorite films for the past year. It is also a chance to prove your skills in your annual Oscar pool. If you are in such a pool, here is a list I put together for those films I think will win tonight. Not should win, but those movies which either have the hot hand or the inside track with Academy voters. Here is my list. Follow it or not, it includes surefire winners and luck of the draw choices because some categories this year are extremely close. Let's start at the bottom, the short film section, a section most people ignore, but the section most likely to win your Oscar pool. In the live-action short film category, it's safe to pick The Phone Call, as that is the only short film anybody is talking about of the five of them. For animated short film, go with Feast, again, the only nominee consistently lifted up as the leader of the pack. For documentary short film, there are two with a hot hand, Crisis Hotline, Veterans Press 1, and Joanna. I'm going with Joanna, but it's a roll of the dice in this category. Go with one of these two, and you should be safe for picking up another point here. Now for sound editing and sound mixing, two categories even Academy voters cannot explain the difference between. It's safest to pick the same film for these two, since voters think if one has the best sound editor, it will naturally have the best sound mixer. Go with Interstellar here. I wouldn't be surprised if American Sniper sneaks in here and takes one of the sound categories, but we're going with the safe pick, the one most likely to get you points, Interstellar. Also, pick Interstellar for best visual effects. Rule of thumb, if it's set in space, it's got a good bet to win some visual effects awards. Now for best hairstyling and makeup, best costume, and best production design, pick the same film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Voters love this movie, and since it is not going to win any of the big awards like Best Picture, it should sweep these three technical awards. Your competitors will throw their votes all over the place here, but you should walk away with three strong points betting on the Grand Budapest Hotel to sweep. For Best Animated Feature, while everyone in the room is talking about how the Lego Movie was not nominated, and what a shame and what a scandal, you're going to sneak in for the win by picking How to Train Your Dragon 2. No, it's not the best animated movie of the year, but it's going to take home that very trophy tonight. For best foreign film, I'm going with the Polish film Ida, but there is a dark horse candidate in the Russian film Leviathan. The safest choice is Ida, but you can't be faulted if you go another way here. In the screenplay categories, go with the Grand Budapest Hotel in the original category, and the Imitation Game in the adapted category. In the music categories, it will be Glory from Selma for best song, and original score is a crapshoot between the Grand Budapest Hotel and The Theory of Everything. I went with the Grand Budapest Hotel, but it's probably my mistake since that may be more of a what should win instead of a what will win pick. The safest pick is probably The Theory of Everything. Best film editing is one of the toughest categories of the night, a three-way race. There is American Sniper, Boyhood, and Whiplash. I went Whiplash because this is my one crazy category, which will either win my pool or put me last. The safest pick is probably Boyhood, but American Sniper could still sneak in here. Go Boyhood to be safe. Best documentary is easier. Pick Citizen 4 and you'll get an easy point here. Best cinematography should also be an easier one. Emmanuel Lubezki for Birdman. Alright, the acting awards, the big awards. Three of these are already locked in and sure bets. If you pick anyone other than Patricia Arquette for Best Supporting Actress, J.K. Simmons for Best Supporting Actor, and Julianne Moore for Still Alice, you're giving up some of the easiest points on the board. Seriously, go Arquette, Simmons, and Moore. Best Actor is trickier. It's neck and neck between Michael Keaton for Birdman and Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. I'm picking Redmayne, but I will be in no way surprised to see Michael Keaton walk up on that stage. The final two categories are a nightmare. It is between Boyhood and Birdman. You would think they would have to match, because how can the best director not direct the best picture, right? Well, for the past 3 years in a row, the winner of these categories have gone to different films. For director, I'm going Alejandro González Iñárritu for Birdman, but the favorite might actually be Richard Linklater for Boyhood. For best picture, I'm also going Birdman. Do not pick any other films in these categories other than Boyhood or Birdman. But choosing between these two is anyone's guess. You either win big or not, so whichever film you choose, pick them for both categories. Here's hoping you win your Oscar pool. There are enough surefire winners in here that you should easily win, unless you're playing with someone paying attention as close as I am. However, sit back and enjoy the Oscars, folks. Celebrate some quality film.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.